Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books, two to go. Still 2 hours left of the big show. We appreciate you tuning in. It's The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel in studio on a Thursday. That means Sigmund Bloom, our fantasy football expert, in just 1.5 hours' time. He will be available and accessible via the phone. And, of course, if you want to text or tweet before that and get your questions in, we will do our best to get all of those in that segment at 2:30 with Sigmund.
Yes, we right now have two texts on the text line regarding fantasy football questions and a Mark Villalobos tweet that I will probably forget and have to find again. So, Mark, you might want to tweet me at 2:30. If you not, you know, I mean, the phone lines always fill up. So if you can call, by all means, you should definitely call. But yeah, I'll try to get to those as well. Couple of texts from the text line. Somebody was asking, and it's a long text, but I'll just give you the Cliff's Notes version of it. What are the Astros going to do with Kyle Tucker? Is he completely off the trade block? Why isn't Luno using him as a centerpiece to get an arm or a bat? And they said a top arm or a bat and a filler for the roster. And he makes the point, well, they have Kemp, he could play left, Mariznick could, you know, play center and move right, and, you know, you can move Springer to right and Reddick to left, or whatever you need to do, that you have those guys as your backups. I don't know about you, but my thing is, was the thing to always remember, if you have the question of, well, why not include Tucker on the list, and then he ends the text with, Tucker was just severely disappointing in his debut last year. That's why he's not being moved. He doesn't have the same value now.
Right.
He didn't show well.
We talked about the Martezes of the world and the Derek Fishers.
You ever heard buy low, sell high?
Yeah. And the other, you've got to have the oomph behind it so that teams want a guy. And everybody saw what we saw last year.
Yeah.
Kyle Tucker was disappointing.
Yeah. He's not held in as high regard. I mean, he still has potential. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this dude's a bust. He's not John Singleton or anything like that. But he's got, I mean, look at Tyler White. The first couple of years, I mean, he started off like a house on fire. His first week of the year was like the player of the week. His first, you know, that first week of the year a couple of years ago. And then I think he ended up hitting like 217 for the year, got sent down. It wasn't the same, but he got better. He got some seasoning. He came back and look at the contribution he made. He's probably going to be your starting DH come April 1. So unless they go out and make a move, or, you know,
by the way, has CSI Houston found Derek Fisher yet?
Where is he at?
Man, he got a bug bite and fell off the face of the earth. I think we're still looking for the mosquito repellent. Bactine must have taken him out.
But, and again, that's another good point. I mean, it's one of those guys where, as a team, whether you're on either side of the trade, you always buy low and sell high. So teams are wanting to get something. Getting Kyle Tucker or Fisher for nothing, and the Astros see the potential in him and don't want to give it up. But he basically, it's one of those things where if he's not playing good, then sure, you want to trade him, but nobody wants him. You're not going to get the value. That's why you'll hear people talk about the fact that if you can go out, a perfect example, and not to you know, say anything disparaging about it, but remember AJ was, there was the talk of Chris Sale and Alex Bregman, yep. And would you do that trade? Yep. And AJ was adamant, and he still, people bust his balls to this day about the fact that how well Bregman is playing. But this is why 99.9% of the time, AJ is right in the regard that if you can trade a prospect for a proven commodity, and that prospect is sight unseen in the majors, you absolutely do it. And
sure,
because again, you
because
run the
it's
risk.
A risk reward situation, but the risk reward is not just because of the fact that you're talking about the player and or the team situation. You're talking about the general manager too,
yeah.
Because he runs the risk if he rewards a young player by bringing him up to the majors and they fall flat on their face of not being able to get anything back for him like you once could. A guy that, like you said, a guy that could generate you a Cy Young caliber pitcher,
yep.
In return, if he goes out on the major league level and craps the bed, might not get you a situational relief pitcher,
yeah.
In a couple of months.
Yeah, it's I mean, you have to. It's tough, man, because, you know, you think about it. If you would have traded Alex Bregman after year one for Chris Sale, how bad would they really be, though? Think about that.
Right.
I mean, so it's a bit of a risk no matter what, but to me.
Which is why you look at a Bukauskas or you look at a Forrest Whitley, and everybody's like, bring him up. But if you bring him up too soon,
yeah.
and they don't look good. Now, all of a sudden, you're doubly hit because, one, they don't look good. So you got to work with them a little bit more, and you got to build their confidence up or figure out what went wrong. And then on the flip side, you got to build up his value all over
yes,
again.
Yes, yes. It's a fine line. You have to manage both. Somebody said, hey, Barry, quick question about my lawn.
Oh, boy.
What?
Seriously?
We got fire ant hills all the time. Is there any way to prevent this, or do I just need to keep using the ortho?
You can just keep talking now.
Hello?
Yeah, I can answer that. Walk around barefoot on the lawn 3 times a day.
This is the best idea. Just to pot his mic down. Can you hear him talk?
I hate you right now.
Yeah, this
now.
Is perfect.
What? My mic is on.
He'd like to hammer you. He can't because no one can hear him.
Pissing off the listeners. Oh, man. All they want is lawn talk, and you're denying them their right. They're God-given right.
Was that a
right.
call or was that a text?
It's a text.
The texter, Barry. What Barry said when his mic was off was walk barefoot in the lawn down. Twice a day around the fire ants, up. And it should take care of the problem. It may create some for you, but don't worry about it. The lawn will be taken care of. The ants will all be on your ankles.
Hey, here's the thing. DM me. There's actually a liquid spray you can use that's actually really good on fire ants, but I don't remember what it's called. I'll have to look it up, but I purchased
DM
it.
Me
so send me a DM on Twitter.
Spray.
DM me on Twitter at Barry's Funny, and I'll send you what you need to kill your fire ants.
Oh,
hey,
I
Barry,
you will.
Lawn question.
Oh, God.
Again? Don't you do it, you suck.
Yep. And now back to our regular scheduled programming.
We interrupt this broadcast for a special presentation on ESPN 97.5.
And that's the usual suspects, not Barry. Huh? I can't hear you.
You son of a...
He's dead on... Way to go, Nick.
Getting ridiculous with this lawn care talk.
It's not my fault the people want
they
this.
Don't want
Barry Tynan over here. I mean, Tom's brother. What are you doing?
You know what's hilarious about this? Is that...
When Tom Tynan was... He was
yeah,
home improvement. Yeah, he wasn't doing the garden.
It's Randy Lemon. Is
there
the,
you go.
But
well,
you sons
lemon.
Of bitches get so mad about lawn talk. And then when you got some raggedy-ass dead bush in your front yard and your homeowners association is threatening to kick you out...
A legitimate reason to be upset.
Who's the person you text pictures to?
Nick, you brought a chick home last weekend?
when
you said you had a raggedy ass bush in your front yard.
When Joel is having questions about planting and other things, who do you ask? Me. But the listeners have a question, and you guys just can't let it happen.
Nick, let me answer that.
I
asked my lawn
guy. Turn my mic down.
I asked my lawn guy because that's what he's supposed to know.
And he didn't, did he?
Yes, he did.
You lie. He probably gave me wrong information.
No, and
I'm the authority.
And I asked my buddy who owns Houston Flowery. I don't ask.
Oh, you got a hookup on shrubs?
Yes.
Hello?
No, that
bitch,
would just...
How have you not give me this hookup yet?
That would be
yet?
Feeding you the beast. That'd be feeding the beast.
That's true.
No, that's
I'm like
not going to happen.
I'm like a gremlin. You don't feed me lawn talk after dark.
No,
it's bad.
Ever.
But somebody said, why does my grass look dead when I cut it too low? First of all, never cut St. Augustine. Always set your mower on the highest setting, even in the winter.
We're still doing this.
Even in the winter. Always What'd mow as high
it?
As you
Saint
can.
What?
Augustus.
St. Augustus.
St. Augustus. September Steam.
Oh, did I say that?
Stupid
I didn't,
ass.
No, I said St. September. I didn't say yeah. September Steam.
Well.
I didn't add the steen at the end.
That's because
hey,
it would have been a better
hey,
joke,
the Rockets
which
are
is
bringing
my
him
job.
In next week. He's a big man that can come off the bench. September Steam. He may be able to shoot the three by
that
mid-season.
German kid. That white German kid yeah. that can knock down a three. Somebody said the traffic signs on 45 that usually say like major accident or give you an ETA.
Yeah.
Right now they say drive safe. They say drive safe. Okay, cool. Hook them.
Wow, they're using the everybody's using the Tom Herman.
I like it. Do you remember a while back somebody was hacking the traffic signs?
Yes.
I wonder if that's the case. If that happened here, or if it's somebody that's a huge UT fan
with that the has game access to the boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's possible. Probably not going to have a job if they find out he did it, because some people's humor can be
right
misconstrued by management.
Well, we haven't had this text in a while. Oh, yo, Barry, are you black? Nope.
No.
Nope, not Jewish either.
I was going to say, despite, but heading to the synagogue right after this show.
Nope, not black, not Jewish. I'm not third base. I'm not.
But he is funny, and you can follow him at Barry is
you're
funny.
The best, my guy.
There you go.
I love you.
All right, so we're going to continue to roll on. HRNP listener line, Josh, we see you. We'll try and get you next segment. And again, we're working up until we get to Sigmund Bloom at 2:30 as he'll talk some fantasy football. But there's still plenty of football to talk about. Obviously, we've got a football game tonight between two teams with local ties, with the Saints and the Cowboys. We'll get to that. We can start working it and looking at the Browns and the Texans. And, of course, lots of college games on the docket for this weekend. We've mentioned the Longhorns as they're in the Big 12 championship game. So we'll talk about that and a whole lot more. It is the usual suspects. It is ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey! Knee deep in hour number 2, 3-hour show. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5, which means we got plenty still to go and get to, including Sigmund Bloom. So that'll be coming up after this segment. So right after we are done and throw to break, that's when you should start calling to line up to get in with the man, the myth, the legend, Sigmund Bloom.
Yes, indeed. And let's see where to go. Is there any way the Texans can get the Oilers' old colors, not the logo, but the colors? Because the Texans' uniforms are getting old. I love the rush colors, though. You guys know me.
We've talked about it last year.
I have hated this color scheme and the logo. It's very 2000. I mean, this is we're 16 years into the franchise. It was 2002 when they first played their game. It's time to up. I tell you who I really like, and they're going to be playing tonight. The Saints' new colors and logo. And the Titans.
It's not really a new logo.
But I mean, not the logo, but the color scheme. Like, they've added, I don't know, like the gold
is
more yellowish.
They went to the metallic gold, too, with a sparkle to it.
I dig the Saints uniforms this year. I've always thought they had some of the ugliest. But this year, I dig it.
The next thing for the Texans logo is eyes and teeth on the bullhead. What? So that it looks like the Rockets pajama uniform.
Oh, God,
they're
going to
put the gritty teeth on the bullhead.
I even like what the Titans did with the navy helmet and the gray and white on the pants and the shoulder pads. And it's time, Texans.
JJ has said that he would love to wear the Love You Blue, that light blue.
Now, is that is a good question, and that's part of what the texter was asking. Can they get the colors? Not the logo, but the colors. I don't think you can. You could get a version of those colors.
You can't tell.
So you could take a shade or two lighter or darker on the blue, a shade or two lighter or darker on the red. You can absolutely do that.
But isn't that what they're kind of looking for? They don't want to go a shade lighter or darker on that blue.
I think there's a school of thought with the Texans that are going to tell you, we want to separate ourselves
from the Oilers
right. And have our own identity.
That could be true.
The marketing people will push that angle of it, but you are absolutely right, because unless a color is verified and they give it a certain name, like steel blue or whatever, but there are legitimate names in graphic arts and design. But as long
as Pantone colors.
Yeah, you can have whatever colors you want. You just can't take the actual logo.
Because that's what I would prefer.
Think of it this way. You look at I'll give you two examples because I just pulled up some colors because I know this to be true. But look at the Bears and the Broncos, both navy and orange. Mm-hmm. Just very, very slight difference in shades of the navy and the orange. Enough to where they're not infringing upon each other's color schemes, but not enough to where you would be like, if you just put those colors, you know, on two shirts across.
If you told teams you couldn't have two teams with the same colors, you'd run out of colors. So you can't do that.
You could absolutely do it. You absolutely could do it. And right now the Titans do have a light blue, but it's not that love you blue.
The Bears, the Cincinnati Reds have the same logo.
That's
just
true
different colors.
That is true too. But that's a font, I would say. The C is more of a font. It'd be like,
yeah, it is. That's right. Because that's again, but again, teams can put trademarks on their font. Like the Rockets have their own specific font.
They had based designed.
On
correct
based on their. I don't know if it was this logo or the previous logo. It's a special font. That's what I'm saying.
It's
so
ugly
from a color
too.
Perspective, because on the flip side, you could say, well, with those new blue helmets, that the Titans just took the Texans colors,
right? With the Navy,
yeah,
exactly. And I will say the Rockets logo, I hate it as well. It's time.
I think the whole
little rocket shooting up in the R and all that. It's time, Rockets.
I'm good to change it up because
the only one
they
doing
never
it right
want to admit it, but they did it all for Yao. They looked like the Chinese national uniforms.
Yeah,
they had all that touch. He's gone.
We're
in a different era. It's time to.
All they have the colors too, because they're in terms of the sponsors, the logos. All of them have a red background with white lettering on all teams.
Mm-hmm.
So really, you should be able to mesh with that.
Easily.
Logo or that, which
just
a lot of people view as
ketchup
ugly.
And mustard.
I'm all for that.
I didn't like the ketchup and mustard, but I could see the nostalgia in going back to it. Like, I'm talking 70s, 80s Rockets,
yeah,
where
I
you had
too.
The Rockets
yeah.
with that font,
yeah,
that kind of skinny, tall font. Only team doing it right now is the Astros. They literally have the most modern, up to date color schemes and logo.
Their font style sucks. It's just such
no, it
boring
doesn't.
Block letter Astros.
I like it. It's classy looking. I like
but
it, especially on
I
that
love
gray.
The colors.
They got the gray and the white with the orange. They're doing it right. Texans and Astros are very. Oh, this is going to get me in trouble. They're very AM radio. Astros are very FM radio. Astros are very FM sports talk.
Okay.
Rockets and Texans like looking like old 740 KTRH.
I told you before, I would love to see a black uniform with the ketchup and mustard trim.
I didn't
trim.
Know where you were going with that for half
yeah.
a second.
With the ketchup and mustard trim.
That would be nice.
With the old basketball with the Houston Rockets in it. And all
I wouldn't
that,
mind that.
On the shorts.
Yeah.
And I know some of the listeners that were tweeting it were saying someone needs to get on that. But I would love to see go all the way back, though, and as your secondary logo, go back and get the little Rocket Man, the little Caesar Man that was on the old Rockets uniforms. Put that on the shorts of a third uniform, something like that, too. Because you can, those are all still going to be your marks for as long as you have a franchise.
Yep.
Bring that back, and what's old is new again, and people be like, damn, what is that? I've never seen that little Caesar's pizza guy,
yeah.
Rocket guy. Well, that used to be the logo back in the day.
Go old school. I like it.
The Cavaliers were the masters of it. Once they got LeBron, they implemented 16 different uniforms and variations.
Smart.
Killed it with merchandise sales, but it gave you a fresh look, and you don't realize how much the players
like that.
Focus
oh,
on
absolutely.
That. Go back and look in the playoffs last year. What was the only uniform that the Rockets wore on the road and at home? Oh, predominantly at home, too. The black one, because they loved it.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't want to change it. Screw the other ones. And if they felt good and they won it, that's what they're going to win.
NASCAR Johnny said, damn it, Nick, I thought the app screwed up when you muted Barry. I enjoy lawn talk, but nice move, though. somebody also said, hey, Barry, I've heard you talk about being in oil and gas industry, and I know you do comedy, but I'm really curious how you got into radio. So I did rock the mic.
I did.
Yeah, 2013, I tried out for Rock the Mic, which we no longer do at the station. But I went out and did Rock the Mic and won narrowly. It was very close, but I won. And they said that they would try me for – I remember specifically, it was when Dave Tepper was still here. And he said, okay, congratulations, you won Rock the Mic. Here's what we're going to do. We've got this Sunday show called Houston Game Day. Mike Liebeschock needs the co-host. We're going to try you for 6 weeks. If you screw it up, you're out. And then we'll just give you your prize for winning Rock the Mic, and that's it. And so, fortunately, I didn't screw it up. That was five years ago.
The reason why that question is so hard to answer is that there's so many different, like, people have completely different ways in how they got into the business, whether it was school or you're right out of school and you decided to get into broadcasting or journalism, or maybe you had a regular job and you decided to make a transition into a new field. But there's so many different ways.
I mean, I also got lucky in that. I was unemployed from oil and gas. I had gotten laid off, and I was just doing the Sunday show, and that's when they decided to create this show. And they said, you know what? We're going to do something midday. We've got Joel. We're going to try you and Travis Johnson out, and then we'll pick one. And then from there, that'll be the show. And I got lucky enough to get picked. So I feel very lucky having, you know, one Rock the Mic. I got lucky there. It was close having, you know, going up against Travis Johnson, who I thought did a great job. So I felt lucky to get that as well. So there's a lot of luck involved. There's no doubt about it.
And kudos to Pete Crady. Finished second and rocked the mic, and he still bounced back well. Oh. So that was there's a lot of fun there. It works out great for everybody at the end of the day.
It was
so
not Pete
Crady. I'm just kidding. It was just right there. I was like, I got to throw that one in there.
Ouch, ouch. I forget who it was. You know how I won it, though, right? So did you know the story, Nick?
No.
So we did the Rock the Mic, and they did it at Tupelo's up in the Woodlands. And it was me and the other dude. And I don't know who the other dude was, but this is when I met Arian's Fetus. He's a photographer, and he was at this Rock the Mic. So the way they did it is your last like question or the last thing you did, you would get on the mic, and the team, the Blitz, along with Dave, would ask you a question and you would answer it. And then the other guy would do it, and then they would pick the winner. So while I'm sitting there on the mic answering the question, Arian's Fetus was taking pictures, and my opponent was behind me. And so he motions to the guy to like make all these mean faces behind my back, not knowing it. So I'm on the air, and he's like holding his fist up to my head and doing like, you know, bunny ears and like being an a-hole behind my back. So then I get done with my question, and he sits down, and Arian's Fetus tells me to do the same thing. And I was like, nah, that's not my style, man. That's kind of trashy. I'm just going to let him do his thing. That's why I won, because Dave saw that and said, basically, you would have won. You would have beat Barry, but you acted like such a jerk while he was answering his question that we picked Barry because he didn't do it.
Wow.
I got lucky. I literally got lucky because it was down to the two of us. So
I didn't know that. Wow.
I was one of the two, but the dude blew it because he was
such
an a-hole.
I didn't know that at all. I just assumed you know.
So see, sometimes being nice does pay off.
I just thought you won. I just thought you won the lottery.
I mean, you guys know I like to joke around, but I'm also not going to disrespect somebody like that,
right.
Especially in a healthy competition. And
you like to joke
what?
Around?
Yeah. So just, you know, being a good person paid off a little bit in that regard.
Yeah, and then once you got the job, you let it go right out the window. What's wrong with you, man?
It's been all downhill since,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. All right, it's about that time.
We got our first caller.
Justin, lining them up for Sigmund. You could be next. Call right now if you got questions for Sigmund Bloom. 713-780-3776. HRP listener line, because we're going to take calls first, starting now when we come back from break with Sigmund. And then after that, we'll get to the texts and the tweets and hopefully get it all answered for you for fantasy football and more. It's the second half coming up next. It's the usual suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, you know what time it is? It's 90 in the books, 90 still to go in the big show. It is the second half of The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. We are all in studio at Gal Media right now. Tomorrow, reminder again, we will be in Beaumont at Luke's Ice House. So without further ado, we can touch on that later in the show, but we have the man, the myth, the legend, the absolute best in fantasy football, Sigmund Bloom, joining us as he always does, 2:30 on Thursdays. We've got people lining up on the phone lines. Sigmund, welcome to the show, as always. We appreciate you and spending some time with us.
Oh, it's good to be back. And just like everybody else calling in and listening, I'm going to be sweating out the decisions. The week 13, we know what that means in fantasy football. It's do or die.
Absolutely. Hey, speaking of big decisions, I noticed Tom Brady is questionable this week. Any concern for Brady owners?
No, apparently he hurt his knee a little on one of those plays where he goes out as a receiver a few weeks ago, but he looked fine, and now he's got his full complement of weapons back with Rob Gronkowski healthy again. So I would expect that you can play Brady the way you normally would, which this year, you know, he's not an automatic top five quarterback every week, but he's in that next group of 5 to 7.
All right, one more injury question. With Melvin Gordon out this week, if you had his handcuff and Austin Eckler, do you trust him? Is he a start?
He probably is, especially in PPR leagues. I think he caught 10 passes last week. But outside of PPR leagues, you know, I might go with some less gaudy names, guys. Well, I mean, I'm talking to a Houston audience, so Lamar Miller, he's been playing. That's not lost on anybody. You know, but Matt Breida, Chris Carson, in a non-PPR league where I'm mostly concerned about yards and touchdowns, Eckler might not be an automatic play as my number two.
All right, now I'm going to get my selfish question out of the way. Why is LeGarrette Blount in Yahoo? They've got him as kind of a start. Like they're projecting over 7 points. Should I trust LeGarrette Blount as a running back, even as a flex position?
I wouldn't. I would think this game is going to get out of hand. And, I mean, maybe they're looking at something like, well, the Seattle running game has done so much against the Rams that it kind of skews their run defense. Also, the Saints scored twice against them on the ground. The Packers scored twice against them on the ground. So there have been some teams that have had some good games running the ball against them. Detroit is not going to be one. If you play Detroit running back, it should be Theo Riddick in PPR leagues. He should catch six or seven balls in this one.
There you go. Okay, 713-780-3776. It is a make-or-break week for a lot of you, so we want to get your questions to Sigmund Bloom. The best way to do that, we always take calls first, so you call that number, 713-780-3776. Our interns will put you on the board, and we will get you to Sigmund. So let's get started. Justin is up first. He's been holding the longest. Justin, go.
All right, I got a 10-team PPR league. I got two flex spots, Gronk, Adams, Baldwin, Larry Fitz, or Theo Riddick. I need two.
I'm not going to go away from Rob Gronkowski. He actually had a ton of passes in the end zone last week, but Brady was off on a few of them. And then for the other one, you know, I'm not trusting Doug Baldwin right now, who's a little banged up. I don't necessarily love Larry Fitzgerald going up to Green Bay, so I'd probably go with Josh Adams, the new lead back for Philadelphia, playing at home on Monday night.
All right, back to the phone lines. David, you're up next. Go ahead, David.
Hey, I got to choose between Amari Cooper, Julian Edelman, or Jack Meoffer.
Yeah, I would probably go with Edelman there. I think he's got a higher ceiling. He's going to be one of the main weapons for them in what should be a high-scoring game. And I would expect Cooper to get double-teamed tonight against the Saints.
All right, back to the phone lines we go. 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to get on. We've got a couple of lines open. You can get your questions to Sigmund Bloom. Up next is Ryan. Ryan, go.
What's up? I got two questions. I have one flex spot. And I want to know if I should start Alshon Jeffrey, Trey Burton, or D. Moore. And then I was wanting to know my next question, what are your opinions on T.Y. Hilton playing him this week?
Yeah. I would go with D.J. Moore, assuming that's D.J. Moore. If it's David Moore, I'd go with Jeffrey. But D.J. Moore has that matchup against Tampa Bay. Hilton is back at practice today, so that's the good news. Although, so is Jalen Ramsey. That's the bad news. But the way that he's playing and the way that Andrew Luck is playing, it's still hard for me to imagine benching him unless I'm just stacked at wide receiver.
There you go. Keep him coming. 713-780-3776. Call in right now. Lines are open. Get your fantasy questions in for Sigmund Bloom of footballguys.com. Up next on the phone line is Billy. Billy, go.
Hey, Sigmund, got a question for you. I got two quarterbacks. I got to keep two after this week going into the playoffs. Cam Newton, Carson Wentz, Case Keenum, Matt Stafford. Which two should I keep that ride through the playoffs because our lineups are locked?
Ooh. Yeah, I would keep Newton and Wentz, and you're starting Newton every week. He's got a great schedule. And with Josh Adams coming on, this is a more balanced Philadelphia offense, so Newton just started from here on out.
I've never heard of that. Have you heard of them locking lineups for the playoffs?
Well, it adds strategy. I mean, I think that having the waiver wire open during playoffs can be, I don't want to say unfair, but I like the idea of, hey, your rosters that got you to the playoffs are the rosters you have, and it adds a layer when you compose your bench, as the question just indicated, so you're thinking more about depth. You're thinking more. You're not going to get some Johnny-come-lately backup running back week 16 to save you, so I don't mind that rule.
All right, back to the phone line, 713-780-3776. Up next is Mark. Mark, go. Stop. Turn your radio down. Go, Mark. Nope. Kill it. All right. You had your chance, Mark. Hang in there.
Save it. Don't
hang
quick.
Up. Oh, well, we hung up on him. Call back, Mark, and turn your radio down.
Traquan tonight or hold off and chance A.J. Green?
Oh, I would hold off and chance A.J. Green or somebody else. I think that, again, I would expect Michael. They're saying that Byron Jones isn't going to shadow Michael Thomas, the best cornerback. So, Traquan Smith coming in a little banged up, had that boom bust profile. I would wait around for A.J. Green. He said he's going to play, although he said he was going to play last week, too.
All right, boards are filling up. Back to the phone lines. Cody, you are up next. Make it quick, Cody, go.
Yeah, I got a two-parter PPR league, Nick Chubb or Mark Ingram, and then Tyler Lockett or D.J. Moore.
Yeah, I'll go with Moore. I want to take advantage of everyone I can playing against Tampa. And then Nick Chubb has to be in. He's going to get 25 touches. He's been better as a receiver. He's a top 10 running back in our lineup every week, regardless of matchup.
Nice. All right, back to the phone lines. Chris, you're up next. Go ahead, Chris.
Yes, I have a PPR league. I need one flex. I have Tyler Boyd and Deion Lewis.
I'd probably go with Tyler Boyd, who should be helped by A.J. Green being back, and if Green's not back, he should get most of the targets. I like Deion Lewis this week, but I think the Titans can control this game against the Jets, and you'll see a lot more Derrick Henry in the second half.
Well, Lewis was really disappointing last week versus the Texans. 7 attempts, 8 yards, that's pretty horrible if you're an owner for him. All right, back to the phone lines. Eric, you are up next, my friend. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, guys, I got a... bonus league for 350 plus yards for a quarterback and bonus points for 40 yard passes, Breeze or Brady?
Yeah, I'll go with Drew Brees here just because that Minnesota defense really came on last week, and it could be a pretty tough matchup for Tom Brady, whereas Drew Brees, nothing is slowing him down right now.
Somebody call for help for Eric. It sounded like he was kidnapped and thrown in a trunk, but he still managed to get his fantasy call in, which is good for him. All right, back to the phone lines. Matt, you're up next. Make it snappy, Matt.
Hey, guys. Got a PPR league. I've got four, need to start three. I've got Keenan Allen, Mike Evans, Stephon Diggs, or Julian Edelman.
You know, I would probably, at this moment, bench Stephon Diggs because he hasn't practiced yet. Now, he said he's going to play, but he said the same thing in Week 9. Now, if we come and he gets a full practice tomorrow to take him off the injury report, I would then bench Mike Evans because he was held down by James Bradbury the first time that Tampa and Carolina met. So Diggs right now, but if everything looks okay with Diggs tomorrow, then Evans goes to the bench.
All right, we got time for about three or four more, which is about what we have left on the board. So let's go in order with Jared. Go ahead, Jared.
Hey, I've got Breeze or Cam Newton for the remainder of the next 3 weeks, and then flex question.
Yeah, go with the flex question.
Flex question, Eckler, Ingram, or Michelle?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and go with Eckler as long as it's a PPR league there. If it's non-PPR league, I'll go with Ingram. Oh, Breeze versus Cam. I mean, it's a great problem to have. I think I have to go with Drew Brees because I feel like I'll regret more telling you to drop Drew Brees than Cam Newton. They're both top five plays the rest of the way.
Amen to that. All right, back to the phone lines go. Bo, you're up, Bo. Go ahead.
All right, Sigmund, two questions. I have flex play either Galloway or Dalvin Cook, and then at quarterback, either Lamar Jackson or Dak Prescott.
I'll go with Dalvin Cook. I expect him to do well against the slow Patriots linebackers. And I'm excited. I'm playing Lamar Jackson over guys like Kirk Cousins and Ben Roethlisberger. So Jackson should be in your lineup.
All right. We got time for three more. Mike, you're up. Make it quick, Mike. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Cortland Sutton or Christian Kirk and Dak or Brady in PPR?
Yeah, I'll probably still go with Brady over Prescott, just because we've seen some quarterbacks kind of give up in the second half whenever the Saints get really far ahead. I'll go with Christian Kirk against the Green Bay secondary. Sutton has become a really small part of the Denver pass offense.
And last two, Jeremy, you are up. Go ahead, Jeremy.
DeSean Jackson or Terrell Williams?
Oh, both these guys are banged up. Jackson has a banged up thumb. Williams, I think it's a groin. Right now, I think Jackson's a little healthier. I'll go with Jackson and pray.
All right, Adrian, you are the lucky last call of the day, man. What is your question for Sigmund Bloom with footballguys.com?
All right, so non-PPR league, I need a bench one. I got Cook, Michelle, Eckler, and Carson.
I guess Kirk would be the one that I don't know if it was Cook or Kirk, but if it's running backs, I still think Cook would probably be the lowest ranked out of those this week.
All right, very good. Sigmund, how can the folks get a hold of you if they didn't get a chance to get their calls in? I know at footballguys.com, you guys got apps and message boards. Tell the folks about that.
Yeah, and you have the Lineup Dominator app, which uses all of our projections to help you make these decisions. Also, I have a thread at the message board that I answer questions in up until game time on Sunday to help you out. You can try to hit me on Twitter, but I usually get the questions in the message board thread first.
And then give them your Twitter handle for the rest of the season.
Sigmund Bloom, SigmundBloom.
Are you alive and kicking? Are you going to make the playoffs in all your leagues?
Oh, not all of them, but in the leagues I've been paying the closest attention to, I'm either in or winning in, which is about all you can hope for. This has been a pretty wild and woolly season, and we have more twists and turns left.
Oh, no doubt. Sigmund Bloom, footballguys.com. As always, we appreciate it, Sigmund. We will talk to you next Thursday.
Great pleasure. Thanks.
All right.
There you go, Sigmund Bloom. Hey, we got plenty more to get to as we approach the end of hour number two of the big show, but still time on the clock and plenty more to get to. And if there's something on your mind and want to get off your chest, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with more Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Yeah. Right now, guys, I want to tell you about Thrive Plus because as the holidays approach, I tend to drink a little more, as probably a lot of you do. I'm not a heavy drinker. I don't drink like, you know, some folks will drink 4, 5, 6 drinks a night. I like to get my drink on occasion on the weekends. Although the fact that I'm getting older worries me a little bit because, you know, even 2 or 3 drinks and I wake up, I don't feel great the next day. I feel kind of sluggish or I'm not feeling great. That's what Thrive Plus comes in, and that's what it's great for. It makes you feel so much better the next day. Super easy to incorporate into your night of partying and drinking. Just take 3 capsules after your last alcoholic beverage or before you go to bed. You wake up feeling better. And what it does is it reduces the negative effects of alcohol on your body and your liver. It processes the alcohol and the toxic byproducts a lot better. And then, look, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a genius. But I know when I wake up, I feel better after drinking. And that wasn't the case before I started taking Thrive Plus. So, again, it doesn't matter if you drink every night. You just drink on occasion. If you wake up feeling bad, don't do that. Get Thrive Plus in your life, man. You can go to DecideThrive.com. DecideThrive.com is where you order it. And they're a Houston-based company. So, not only are you supporting a local company and some guys that know what they're doing, they got 5 PhDs on staff, they've got Ivy League graduates, they've been on Shark Tank. You've heard this by now, man, but they're also going to get you your order the next day. If you order by 4 p.m., it's on your doorstep the next day, ready for the weekend, ready to get your drink on. Get it done right now. DecideThrive.com. You can also search for Thrive Plus on Amazon, but the best way to do it is go to DecideThrive.com. DecideThrive.com. I don't drink without Thrive Plus, and neither should you.
ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. Final segment of hour number 2, 3-hour show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Good that we have Sigmund Bloom on, always. I brought this up for you fellas because of the fact that, well, let's just say I thought it was apropos, though I don't suggest that you follow the lead of anything that I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
Okay. There was a lady named Shanetta Wilson.
Okay.
She was at a Dollar General store. She was in line, decided to slide one by, decided to squeak a little wind. Broke a little wind, passed a little gas.
Okay. I have a close working relationship with somebody that does that.
Kind of what I was getting at here.
On the reg.
This is why I don't encourage you to follow the rest of this story. Well, the customer behind her had a little bit of an issue with it. Brought it up with her. Told her she wasn't pleased. To which Shanetta pulled out a knife.
Oh. What?
And was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon for pulling it on the gentleman behind who had an issue with the odor and aroma of her toot.
So she tooted.
Mm-hmm.
And then someone goes, yo, that was foul, lady. Why did you toot? And then she said, bitch, I'll cut you. And pulls a knife out?
Shocking that this was in Florida, I believe. But yes,
oh, yeah. That's
she
a
was
big
in line at the Dollar General. The gentleman behind brought attention
shocker,
to
it. Shocker
it
was at a Dollar General,
yep.
Too.
Brought attention to it, wasn't pleased with it. The customer standing next to her got into a verbal dispute with her in reference to the defendant, quote unquote, farting loudly.
So it was loud. It wasn't a
stinky.
Toot.
It was 'cause
understand,
true.
A toot is you usually won't hear it. Like, so she ripped like a horn. Like,
oh,
like,
oh my God. Yes. This gets better. So yes, you're right.
It's reading it on the fly. It's like,
no, I'm doubling back because I'm looking at the actual police report now. Uh-huh. It said Wilson allegedly pulled a small quote unquote lockback knife from her purse. She opened the knife and then told the victim she was going to gut him.
Damn.
Oh, man.
It would have been better if she said, I will cut you like the cheese that I just cut. Like, that would have been maybe a little bit. I will gut you.
Or you think something crawled up inside me and died? I'm about to find out what's inside of you. I'm going to gut your ass.
I will cut you like a tauntaun, and I will climb inside you and sleep for the winter. What? Lady, it's a fart. You are disturbing the peace. Why? First of all, the fact that a fart could cause a knife fight like on Beat It, that's got to be a bad fart.
I saw that story on Twitter, and at first I thought it was fake, but then I clicked on it, and I was like, oh my God, this was actually a real thing in real life.
Legitimate story. The gentleman feared for his life, said he feared that the woman was going to stab him. He stayed. She took off. They found her down the block, and she was arrested. Her bail was set at $2,500. At the dollar store, I don't know if she's going to cover that.
I feel like that's a little low. $2,500?
Yeah.
You pulled out a knife?
If you're at the dollar store, you're right. Now, do you really have the $2,500?
That's what I'm saying. Can you get out of jail? Because you're at the dollar store, and now you got to face $2,500 just to get out.
Yeah. Pink Valkyrie said, which one was the deadly weapon?
Good point. Very good. Well
the
played.
The fart or the knife? Which one did more damage?
Good job, Christina.
Yeah, which one did more damage? Dude, look, I'm not going to lie. There have been times I've wanted to cut you. Mm-hmm. But damn, people are wild.
Plus, you got to think it. If you cut me and there's more gas left in there, you got more to deal with in a shorter time span.
I definitely don't want to poke another hole in you to fart out.
I need to figure out all of the freaking benefits I can to prevent you from cutting me.
But this is... People are crazy, man.
Unusual, but it's in Florida, so I guess it's not incredibly unusual.
So two questions. One, first question. Mm-hmm. If you're standing in line with somebody, male or female, and they fart like that, are you saying something?
I probably won't.
I would like make a noise. I would be like, oh boy, or something. I don't think I would go, whoa. Or I might go, yo, dude, come on.
Ask my wife. This would be my exact reaction. Really? Really? That's all I would say. Really? Really? You're just going to crap your pants right here in line. Really? So I would say something like that. Now, next question. If you said something or even if you just went, oh man, come on. And then they pulled a knife on you. Now what are you doing?
Be like, yo, seriously, I didn't call you out to make sure that the whole store was aware of it, but I heard it. See, it was nasty.
That's where I'd be like, yo, that's not.
Didn't I tell y'all this? I took Taylor to the playground a couple weeks ago, and there was a parent and a grandma with a kid, and the grandma started talking to me, and all of a sudden she turned her back on me while she was talking to her son, who was the father of the child, and just. And I was like, and I was sitting on the slide waiting for Taylor. And I go, I was like, did she just? And if Lisa was there, I'd have been like, you can't. And I was like, I'm by myself. I'm not going to say a word because I don't want angry grandma at me. But she dropped trout. I mean, she just ripped ass right there.
I don't fart in front of other people. I would never do that.
Okay, Lisa. Then you're going to tell me you don't fart ever.
No, I fart. I just would never fart in front of other people, especially in the parking lot while we're talking.
Unless it's Nick.
I can't believe you guys are totally missing this.
Yeah, I got it.
That's on you.
Two in the books, 1 hour to go in the big show. Don't go anywhere. The Mappers join us next. It's The Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.